Today and tomorrow, we're asking the question, when and how do we get out of Iraq? Our next guest, Peter Galbraith, is the Senior Diplomatic Fellow at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation and was the first U.S. ambassador to Croatia. From 1979 to 93, he was the Iraq expert for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He worked closely with the Kurds in documenting Saddam Hussein's campaign against them. He's the author of the book, The End of Iraq, How American Incompetence Created a War Without End. His next book about Iraq, Unintended Consequences, will be published in June. Peter Galbraith, welcome back to Fresh Air. Where did you stand on the invasion of Iraq?
I went along with the invasion, in spite of some reservations, because I believed that the Saddam Hussein regime was a genocidal regime and that its removal would be a good thing for the people of Iraq. And I was wrong. And I should have seen the incompetence, the lack of planning for what happened after we took Baghdad, because I was talking to people in the Pentagon, and I saw the lack of preparation, and I wish I had spoken out about it.
You wrote a book titled The End of Iraq, How American Incompetence Created a War Without End. And you've said, we have an approach that will condemn us to an endless war because we have not bothered to learn a lot about what the country is like. Do you still think we're condemned to an endless war?
If our goal is to try to build a unified, democratic, and stable Iraq, then we're going to be there forever because the country has, in fact, broken apart. It has a civil war between its Sunnis and Shiites, and we have no strategy to resolve any of that.
So is your solution, if you were asked one, to just keep staying until we can work out a unified, stable Iraq, or to get out because you think we'll never accomplish the goal of the unified Iraq?
We won't accomplish the goal of the unified Iraq. I don't even think the goal is a desirable one. Why should we, the Americans, hold together a country where a substantial part of the population of that country doesn't want to be part of the country? My view is that we should get out of the business of nation building in Iraq, accept that Kurdistan in the north is going to continue to be a de facto independent country and probably someday will become fully independent, a member of the United Nations. We might encourage the Sunnis and Shiites, both of whom think of themselves as Iraqi but have diametrically opposed views of what that means, to try to work out some arrangement, some power-sharing arrangement where each administers its own part of the country. But if they can't, I don't think that we should stay there.
Now, I know you had been proposing in the past that Iraq be divided into three separate entities, one for the Kurds, one for the Sunni, and one for the Shia. And I'm wondering if you still think that that's the way to go.
First, I think the United States should not be in the business of partitioning Iraq, and it should not be in the business of trying to put Iraq back together again. Second, Kurdistan already exists as its own region with its own flag, its own army, with no presence of the central government. That ought to remain. The question is whether the Sunni or the Shiites will form their own regions, more or less like Kurdistan. There's a process in the Iraqi constitution that would allow each of these communities to decide if they want to do that or not. But that is their decision, first, as to whether they follow the constitutional procedure, and second, whether they actually do that. But regardless of what they do, the U.S. approach ought to be focused on what mission we can accomplish, and where there is no mission to accomplish, and that's true for much of Iraq, we ought to get out.
So when do you think we should get out?
Basically, I think our presence ought to be related to the mission that we can accomplish. And I think we cannot think of Iraq as a single country. And so that if we're going to analyze it, we need to look at it region by region. In the Shiite southern half of the country, there is no mission that we can accomplish. We are not going to make that area democratic because it would involve replacing the Shiite governorate councils and ruling clergy and militias that effectively run the place. And that would involve a whole nother war. It would pit us against the Shiite population, and the Bush administration has no intention of doing that. That being the case, I would get out of southern Iraq immediately. Now, in the case of the Sunni area, the center of the country, the one mission that has been very important to us has been to disrupt al-Qaeda. We have, in the last year, fallen upon a strategy that has dealt a severe blow to al-Qaeda. And that strategy involved creating a Sunni militia called the Awakening Councils, paying for them, and they, in turn, have fought al-Qaeda and dealt it a major blow. As long as those councils are able to do that, I would be withdrawing from the Sunni areas, maybe keep a small presence to coordinate with them, but basically be getting out of there.
Peter Galbraith, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, really great talking to you again, Terry.
Peter Galbraith is Senior Diplomatic Fellow at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation. He's the author of The End of Iraq and a forthcoming book about Iraq titled Unintended Consequences. Our series on when to get out of Iraq continues tomorrow. The series is produced by Monique Nazareth.